All right. Let's see. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 386 in the paperback, I hear. And in my Kindle, it is 385, so very close to the same spot. Let's remember that this is a course of looking within in order to heal all that is false within your mind. Let's remember that the world is only a prop made by the mind in order to generate... Sorry, I'm having too much fun already. See, I'm already looking to where the words are pointing. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'll tell you, I'm going to go ahead and stop. I'm just having so much fun. One shift that has occurred for me in the last few months, I can't tell you exactly when because it wasn't real fast, but I just noticed it, is... You guys have heard me talk about, I think you've heard me talk about that what we are is, you know, is like the watcher or the observer or awareness. What we are is that, and that each one of us has a front row seat in a four-dimensional movie. And I call it four-dimensional because not only do we have the three-dimensional world on the outside that we're watching, but we also get a fourth dimension, the inside, the thoughts, the feelings. You know, if you're a lady, the hot flashes, you know, just whatever is going on with this, You know, this is your front row seat. Well, what's happened for me is that has become extremely... Oh, that's you. I was going to say, I didn't even bring my phone. How's it making noise? That is becoming extremely, extremely my primary experience right now, so that... I honestly have the experience of watching Regina. And it is so much fun to watch this person that I am watching. And, you know, and I just laugh at her all the time. And something's going on in that this brain is getting worse and worse and worse. And like today, I couldn't even remember how to use an ATM. I was standing there looking at the ATM, you know, trying to remember what you do. And, you know, Jasmine, of course, she's this fast, fast, fast kid. She's like, I can't remember what she said, but she's like, oh my God, are we going to do it in this century? and like, I'm just laughing because I'm watching this film from the inside and I'm watching a comedy here. I'm watching this comedy of this woman who is aging and can't even use an ATM and then this fast, smart teenager who, you know, is totally impatient with it. But the whole thing is funny because of the perspective. I mean, I'm watching a comedy. It's not me that's... Somehow my brain is going bad. It's not me that's being insulted by her annoyance. She's not even annoyed at me. That's all the program that I'm watching. You know, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, every bit of it is a lot of fun. I really am having a good time. And that's why halfway through the sentence I just stopped and laughed. The second sentence says, let's remember that the world is only a prop. And that's where I stopped and laughed right there. Because I really am seeing it as a show, as a play. Even though I'm here, you know, at the same time, I'm watching it like a show, even this. And it's a lot of fun. I laugh so much at things that probably, if it wasn't for this spiritual awakening, would be extremely frustrating. I'd be getting angry at, you know, and they're none of that. It's just a comedy. So let's go back to this. Let's remember, see, I'm still laughing. Jasmine was so frustrated that I couldn't remember how to use an ATM. Let's remember that this is a course of looking within in order to heal all that is false within your mind. Let's remember that the world is only a prop made by the mind in order to generate the experience the mind has already decided to have. In this way, the world is never cause. The mind is cause. The world is a prop, but the mind wrote the play. And it, you know, the biggest problem that we have is taking the world too seriously. And I remember earlier on the spiritual path, I heard some spiritual teacher say that, and something in me kind of went, you know, I didn't like that. And the reason I didn't like that is because I hadn't matured enough yet to see that he was right. You know, I still thought, but the world is serious, you know, and so something in me went, oh, but there are things that are important. But he was right, I was wrong. You know, the world is just a show. And we are here to watch the show. And in fact, if you remember NTI Romans chapter 2, you know, which talks about how this whole world experience thing started, it says it started with a curiosity. What would it be like if, right? If everything was different than it is, what would it be like if? And we are now watching the show of what it would be like if. You know, but we get too caught up in it. We think this is me. This is serious. This is important. I got to have my way or I can't be happy. You know, that's even a thought. Look at that. I've got to have my way or I can't be happy. Where does that rule come from? You know, where does that... And we have these thoughts and they're so fast and we believe them so quickly that we don't even know that we're believing false ideas. Again, 2 Timothy is telling us what we're here to do is to let go of everything that is false. Even simple ideas like that. I've got to have my way or I can't be happy. Who says, why can't you not ever get your way and be happy with that and just laugh at that and watch that and notice how funny that is and look how this turned out and, you know, why not, right? And so this is saying the mind is cause, right? The mind projected this whole experience so that it could view the what if. Right? So let's view the what if. Inner Ramana, which maybe if you guys want to, we'll study that when we finish NTI. It's a very small book. But in Inner Ramana, the inner teacher says that this script of the world, the purpose of it was joy. That was the purpose of it. Joy. Just like we go to, why do we go to a movie? When you go to see a movie, even if you know it's going to be a sad movie and you know you're going to cry, the real reason you go is because you think you're going to enjoy it, right? You never go to a movie because you think you're not going to enjoy it. You go because you think you will. It doesn't matter what kind of movie it is. Well, that's what this was created for, was joy. But then what went wrong was that we started thinking, this is what I am, this is real, and it got serious. And when it got serious, all the joy went out of it. So starting with sentence 6. When you look on the world, remember it is only a prop. You are never looking on anything real. You are not subject. You are Lord. Now by subject here, this means like a servant or you know, like you have a king and his subject. That's the meaning of the word subject here. You are not subject, you are Lord. And the world you look on is your own gift given unto yourself. Again, we are not the characters we appear to be. This is our front row seat. You're in the Francine front row seat. You're in the Dan front row seat. You're in the Priscilla front row seat. But it's not who we are. You know, we wrote for ourselves a play, and then we somehow came into these front row seats, and we're watching the play from different front row seats, right? But we're not the character. We're not the one that things are happening to. I'm not the one who's getting so stupid I can't even use an ATM. I'm the one that gets to watch this person have that deterioration of whatever it is and experience and laugh at the comedy of it. And I could never laugh at the comedy of it if I really fully believed that's who I was. You know, it would be too sad. But when you're just watching, it's different. So I'm going to read starting with 6 again. When you look on the world, remember it is only a prop. You are never looking on anything real. You are not subject or not the character or not the victim of the world. You are Lord or you are the script writer or the dreamer of the dream. And the world you look on is your own gift given unto you because you wanted to watch this type of experience and see what it would be like. You wanted to go to this movie, right? That's what you wanted. Now, look on the world. Look without judgment. Look with curiosity. Look on the world and see it as a harmless and meaningless prop. One of the best questions you can ask yourself is, oh, I wonder how this is going to turn out. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen next. Oh, I wonder. So stay with that. Oh, I wonder. You know, like today, I did a lot of stupid things today. Another stupid thing that I did today, because my mind just wasn't working today. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I have no control. And today was a not day. So I went and put gas in my car, but I totally forgot to put the gas cap back in and forgot to close the little door. And then I went through a car wash with it open. Oh, no. I'm still wondering if we're going to get to Winter Park, Colorado tomorrow. I don't know how much water got in my gas tank, if any. You know, we went through the car wash and got the big one, so that thing went by several times with water and soap and everything else, and my gas tank's hanging open. And then we went to Walmart, and I got out of the car, and some girl said to me, goes, oh, look, and I went, oh, no, I closed it. And, you know, so far, I mean, it drove us here okay, so it might be okay. Yeah, it might be okay, but you know what my thought was? I wonder. That was my thought. I wonder. I wonder if we're going to have an incredible adventure tomorrow when we're trying to get to Winter Park, and if so, I wonder what that will look like. That was my thought. You know, I wonder. And you see, I wonder is a completely different thought than I'm an idiot, or this is a major disaster, or, you know, it's a completely different type of thought. And, you know, so far the car's driving okay. It's probably going to continue to drive okay, but let's just pretend for a second that tomorrow we're halfway to Winter Park, and all of a sudden we start getting this put, and it dies. Don't things like that happen in movies? Isn't that where the experience, where the adventure comes from? You know? So you got to stay with the I wonder. You got to have the sense of curiosity. If you can live this life with a sense of curiosity, what you're going to find is the joy. But if you live this life with a certainty of how you think things are supposed to be, certainty of what's right and what's wrong, you know, all of that certainty, all of that stuff that you think you know, that's exactly what puts the clamps on the world, puts the clamps on it so that you're in this stressed out environment all the time. You're frustrated, you're angry, you're jealous, you're, you know, all of those other emotions, you're taking it all too seriously. There's no joy. So again, now look on the world. Look without judgment. Look with curiosity. Look on the world and see it as a harmless and meaningless prop. As you do this, feelings will seem to come up in you. Feelings that say, the world is not a prop. Do not turn away from your feelings. Turn your attention now from the prop to the feelings it has evoked. This is the experience you deem to have. So today I laughed when I forgot how to use an ATM, and I laughed when I went through a car wash with an open gas tank, but 5 years ago I wouldn't have laughed at either of those things. And so 5 years ago what would have happened is something in me, not exactly with those words, but that sense of this is not a prop would have come up. Remember I told you when I heard that one spiritual teacher saying, you know, the only thing that's wrong is that you take life too seriously, something in me like clenched. That's because that's not true. The world is important. There are important matters here. There are things that have to be a certain way. And those are all of our attachments. And so a part of what we need to do is we need to discover these attachments or conditioning, false beliefs, we could use that word, and we need to learn to let all of these things go, because this is what's causing us to take the world too seriously and have no fun. This is what's clamping down on the joy. And so when something happens, when you go through the car wash and leave your gas tank open, right, or you forget how to use an ATM, and your mind says, ah, this is important, you know, a mind is important, or not getting water in your gas tank is important, and you're noticing that you're getting upset, you don't want to judge yourself. This is where a lot of people make mistakes. They'll listen to me or other people like me talk, and they get mad at themselves because Regina said she did this and she just laughed. I did it. And I'm having a different reaction, and now I judge myself for having a different reaction, right? Judgment is never, ever, ever helpful. Honesty is helpful. Honesty of, you know what, something's going on here because I'm not experiencing this with joy. I trust Regina or these other teachers that everything can be experienced with joy. I'm not experiencing this with joy. So let me see why. Let me look. And so what this is saying is, turn your attention now from the prop. Forget about the fact that you don't know how to use the ATM, or forget about the fact that you just left your, you know, your gas tank off or your cap off while you were going through the car wash. Turn your attention now from the prop, whatever the scene is, to the feeling it has evoked. This is the experience you deem to have. So what you want to do now, again, still with that sense of curiosity, is look at that feeling, whether that is complete embarrassment, shame, anger, frustration, judgment. You know, no matter what you're feeling, you want to turn in and you just want to look at it. Not think about it, you know, not analyze it, not say it shouldn't be there. Look at it. Remember, you're watching a 4D movie. So part of that movie is an inner movie. In fact, to be honest, most of that movie is an inner movie. So turn your attention to the inner movie and just watch it like you're sitting in a theater watching a drama on the screen. Just watch it.
It's one of the best things you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, just watch. You are the viewer. Just watch. That's what this is saying. Feel the feelings of injustice and anger and sadness and blame. Feel hopelessness and anguish and helplessness and pain. Allow yourself the feelings from that place within the heart where the feelings are only experience, and you hold hands with me. Now that's extremely interesting to me, because NTI was written long before I knew that there even was a thing called a Ramana Maharshi. But this morning I happened to be contemplating Ramana Maharshi, this morning. And as I was contemplating Ramana Maharshi, I realized for the first time that when he uses the word heart, he means the viewer. Doesn't that mean the same thing right here? Allow yourself the feelings from that place within the heart where the feelings are only an experience. Doesn't that mean from the viewer? Right? And that's exactly the way Ramana Maharshi used the word. From that place within the heart where you are the viewer, the watcher. The heart is the seat. You're in that seat watching the inner movie and the outer movie. So make sure you go to that seat and sit in the heart and then just sit back and watch this emotional eruption that is happening. But remember that you're the viewer. Verses 6 to 9. Judgment is the tool of illusion, because judgment makes real and separates. So today, if I had been upset at myself for not knowing how to use an ATM, there would have been a judgment there. Something like, you know, you stupid whatever. You know, I don't know what I would have called myself. You stupid girl. I don't know what I would have said. Right? There would have been a judgment. You stupid thing. Right? And then that's very real. I'm going to feel very separate from the whole world. And then 2 seconds later, Jazz is like, oh my God, are we going to do it this century? Well, that would have just added to it, right? Now, you know, there's nothing to laugh at here now. I'm separate from her and she's judging me. I'm judging me. You know, the whole, everything's a disaster now. But it all started with, the whole disaster started with my judgment. You see, today she still judged me. She still was honestly frustrated and said, oh my God, are you going to do it this century? But that didn't affect me. Why? Because I didn't judge first. You see? I was already laughing, and that was just another line in the comedy. But if I had judged me first, then that would have hurt. So judgment makes me separate. And then once I'm separate, your judgment can now hurt me too, right? I'm no longer when you're watching a movie, right? When you're watching a movie, the different parts of the movie are not separate from each other. You're watching one movie. Every character's line, every sound, every bit of the music, it's all a part of the movie. And when you're the viewer, it's the same thing. It's all a part of the movie. It's all one. But when you judge, you separate. Now there's no movie. There's a me, and there's a you, And you can judge me and I can get hurt, you know. But that can't happen if I don't judge first. You see? So it's always my judgment that hurts.
It's hard to have a bad day if you take that approach.
It's hard to have a bad day.
It's that comment by your daughter sounds a lot like an attack. And a couple weeks ago when you were talking about there, it really isn't a knowable phenomena. Attack isn't real as a phenomenon. So I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit more about how you were able to not. It seems as if you follow this all the way down, you become sort of free from being attacked, right?
Yes, yes.
So you can take.
So like today, what happened was natural, but it was natural because of the practice I did in the past, right? So let's pretend like I wasn't at that level of maturity yet. Let's pretend like I'm still at the point where I get upset at myself. That has to happen first, okay? And then she says, oh my God, you know, right? And now I feel attacked by her. Well, that's where I was when this Second Timothy came. So then what I would have had to have done at that point was turn my mind away from the story, turn my mind away from the belief that I was attacked, and look at those feelings that were inside of me. You know, and probably, you know, what I imagine now, of course I'm making this up because I didn't feel this way today, but what I imagine now is if I had felt attacked, there would have been shame, right? But then the shame would have quickly been covered up with a word that happens to rhyme with it, blame, right? And so I would have had two emotions to just watch, shame and blame.
It's because, and because of a deep, deep belief that we believe we're bad.
Yes. And so then you just watch that. And I spent a lot of time, just watching what was going on in me. And the interesting thing about the ego is the ego, at least if yours is like mine, the ego will tell you just watching is not enough. But that's not true.
Right,
but that's
right.
Not true. Because you know what's happening when you're just watching? You're starting to step back into who you really are, the viewer. You're being yourself instead of the character.
And Eckhart Tolle used to say that too.
Yeah.
But you've got this other voice, strong voice, that's saying that's just not enough.
But it is. But it is. Because you're being yourself instead of the character.
Yeah.
So you step back and you just watch. And that's what this is telling us.
Now, is this happening right at the time you're at the ATM or later on when you're thinking about it and you're going through all these meetings?
In my earlier process,
it
happened later. I was never able to, you know, right then I just would have been mad at Jasmine, right? But then later when I got home and that anger was still hanging on me, I would have gone in my bedroom, got out my journal or whatever, and started looking at it and realizing what happened and then being with it. But as I went through that phase long enough, at some point I matured to the point where I was still feeling stuff, still getting upset, but I learned the ability to look at it live right then. Right? So it matures. And then at some point, it gets to the point where, you know, it's happening like it did today and there is no upset to look at. There's just laughter. And you know what happened when I laughed? She laughed.
Yeah.
We were both laughing at me, and there was no fight, there was no anger, there was no humph in the car going home being mad at each other. That's how it would have turned out another time, right? Instead, we had a great time together. Yeah. So judgment is the tool of illusion because judgment makes real and separates. Judgment distracts from the truth of your experience by focusing your mind on the prop of the world. When you are focused on the prop, you are not within the throes of the experience. That's a typo. It should be spelled T-H-R-O-E-S. When you are focused on the prop, you are not within the throes of the experience. In this way, the question that is asked remains unanswered. So what this is saying is that when I'm playing the role of the character, I'm not being the viewer, which means I'm not being the one who asked the question, what would this be like? Therefore, I'm not answering the question, what would this be like? And it just keeps going and going and going and going and going, right? The viewer asks the question, I need to sit as the viewer and find the answer. And I can't be the viewer if I'm too caught up in being the character. So the only way that this ends is to step back and be myself, abide as myself, the viewer. Start watching everything, watching, 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 inside and outside, watching. And the better I get at watching, a lot of this stuff is somehow just going to kind of wash through and disappear, and pretty soon there's going to be joy. And I'm still going to be watching, but I'll be watching and laughing, watching and having fun, watching and enjoying. You know, and that's what A Course in Miracles would call the happy dream. You know, some people think the happy dream means finally everything's going my way. That's bullcrap. It's just, I'm watching now, and I'm enjoying what I'm watching. That's what's happening. In fact, there is no more. What happens is the my way dies. You know, there is no my way. You know, it's just watching the movie. Starting with sentence 5, judgment is a distractor because it denies who you are and it denies what you do. Judgment makes real the faults. Notice your judgment and lay it aside that you may remember yourself and be within the experience. Again, just the viewer, right? And judgment denies that you're the viewer. Judgment says you are the character. If you knew you were just watching, if you really knew that, you would never judge. You would just watch, right? So judgment is a complete denial of who you are. It tells you that you are the character. And so one thing you want to do is learn to lay your judgment aside. And again, if you're anything like me, I mean, those judgments are still going to show up in the mind, and you're even still going to fall for them right away. But what you'll start to learn to do, as soon as you feel the pain of judgment, because actually every judgment hurts, and probably through your own willingness, that pain's going to start hurting more and more. That's actually one of the blessings of the spiritual path. Although it doesn't feel like a blessing, it is. So your own judgment is going to start really hurting you. And then you're going to start saying, you know what? I don't really want that judgment. And you're going to start letting go. Someone asked me once, you know, how did you get to the point that you let go of judgment? And my answer was, when I got tired of hitting myself in the head with a hammer. Because that's what it starts to feel like. Right? Just like, man, I'm not having, this isn't fun anymore.
It hurts, and you quit doing it because it's painful.
Yeah, that's exactly why. It hurts, so you quit doing it. Yeah, so the pain that you feel when you judge is a blessing. That's grace. And when you get tired of the pain, you will also lose interest in the judgments. Verses 10 to 17. Stay with your heart. The guidance of the mind confuses because the thinking mind is also a prop. It is not you. When you believe the thinking mind is you, you believe you are a prop, and once again you miss the fullness of the experience. So this is, of course, a major problem, is that people believe their thoughts are their thoughts. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. You know, I believe it's true because I thought it. And this is saying those aren't even your thoughts. Remember, you're the viewer. You're the thoughtless viewer. The thoughts and the character are a part of the film. All right? You can see the thoughts. You can watch them go by. But that's not you, and those aren't your thoughts. You're the thoughtless viewer, the watcher. That's who you are. Step back and see yourself as the observer, which I've been calling the viewer tonight. Step back and see yourself as the observer. Remember why you have come to observe, because you wanted to learn what if, that sense of curiosity, right? So take that sense of curiosity back. The props that you made were made to evoke feelings. They are to assist in an experience you wanted to feel. Let them do their job as props without confusing yourself with them. Stay focused within the heart as the viewer. Feel the fullness of the experience as the viewer. In this way, the stage show can be finished and you can move beyond the experience you wanted to have. So that's 2 Timothy chapter 3. And it seems to me that if you guys are in agreement, a great assignment would be to practice being the viewer. Try to remember to step back and watch, whether it's happening outside or inside. Practice the skill of watching.
My little cheer to myself would be, are you watching? Are you watching? Maybe I can get myself to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, just watch. It's a reality TV show. So with that said, then I will go ahead and turn off the recorder and we can have a little bit of silence. Okay, see, okay, oh, I do remember. See, I forgot how to turn off the recorder, but then my eyes landed on it and I remembered.